It's okay. Okay, I will try. Okay. I get enthusiastic, though. That's the problem. I'll try to slow, okay? Wow, it's like angels appear. That's perfect. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. There it is. There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made, a people custom made to praise me. Would you join me in prayer? Holy God, we're here today for Living Word. Come and bless us today. Come and thrill us today. Come, God, to our places that are sun-baked. Bring your living water. Come, Holy Spirit, in power, in word, in hope today. Make of us a part of your living river. May the words that we share flow along the river of love, that our world and we ourselves will never be the same again. In your holy name we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. Be alert. I'm about to do something new. Today we begin a season of profound change, and a river runs through it all. In many Northern Hemisphere cultures and earth-based traditions, we are leading up with anticipation to the winter solstice, a time to be reminded that from that day forward, for the next part of the year, there will be just a little more light each and every day. A reminder that we exist in a world that is constantly renewing itself through cycles of dark and light, beginnings and endings. We would do well to heed our ancestors from many of these nature-based traditions and pay attention to our natural world with more care and more respect, because within it is the harbinger of the next change that our Mother Earth will need to make to be renewed and restored. We want to offer a word out of celebration and solidarity with our Jewish friends who are in the midst of Hanukkah festivals, the festival of light, a time when Jews around the world are celebrating the time of the Maccabeans coming back into the second temple, and the temple had been so neglected there was only oil enough for one day to light it, and through a miracle, 8 days, the light lasted until new oil was able to be pressed. And in a few days, our Zen Buddhist friends, especially from the Rinzai tradition, will be celebrating Rahatsu. Rahatsu, or Bodhi Day, the day that the Buddha experienced enlightenment and another river was born. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Today is the day when we begin a new yearly cycle of worship with hope, according to the Christian liturgical calendar. This is the beginning of Advent. It is a time of anticipation and preparation to be transformed again when Emmanuel, God among us, is welcomed with love and care into our world today. This season is characterized by a voice crying out in the wilderness. You remember John the Baptist? You know, that leather man from the Bible, right? You know, read the Bible, I'm not making this up. He comes out, he wears a big leather belt and stuff, you know, and it's locust. That's close enough to a vegetarian, so I claim him as one of my veg ancestors, you know. But he comes out, you know, and he has a message for us. He's different. He comes out, he's undeniable, he scares some people and other people get it. He says, turn your lives toward what is sacred. toward what is life-giving again. You're dying and you don't even know it. Prepare the way. God is about to bring a profound change in our relationship with the divine. A great teacher is coming who will open up a spring of spirit in each one of us, from which living rivers will flow. And this teacher will call the river love. Now, this sounds great until we realize that this message challenged and continues to challenge every part of our society and our lives today to change. Religion, politics, economics, equal rights, us. Gandhi expressed the heart of this river of love when he said, "Become the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in the world." And this sounds great. And usually at this time of year, we look back at the great promises the prophets spoke to the Jewish people. Promises of hope and change in the midst of incredibly bleak times. The prophets also said to the people in their times, "Prepare yourselves for change. You need to get ready. It will be good. It will be so good that you can't even imagine it. In the places you saw only death, valleys of dry bones, desolate cities, dry and sun-baked deserts, spirit and water will bring new life. Rivers springing from God's love and care and living word. And we will remember the benevolent nature of our Creator once again as our world is created anew." But here's one thing about being human. We all deal with change and transformation in very different ways, don't we? Those of you who are couples, you know this really well, don't you? Some of us, you know, we love change, so we leap, you know, toward change. You're like, yay, change is happening. I'm not going to get bored. Change is fabulous. Change is great. And others of us are like, oh, no, I'm going to keep my head down and just kind of see what's going to happen. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I don't know what's coming and everything. And I'm angry when things change. I'm not sure what's doing that when things changed. And we get really angry, you know, because we want things to stay the same. So, you know, walk around and we'll just be grumpy in the midst of change. Anybody get grumpy in the midst of change here? All right, we're going to pray for you, okay? But change sounds so good when we talk about it in this large level. And often we may not be overly enthusiastic about the change when it does come. We need only look at how people reacted negatively to the change that this Christmas child that we celebrate brought in his own time. We see our familiar cast of characters, Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth, Zechariah, John the Baptist, shepherds, angels, magi. They all take extraordinary risks to help the river be born because it will bring about loving and profound transformation at almost every level of human interaction and understanding. If there is one constant running through their times and ours, it is that we cannot be touched by the river of love without being forever changed. Change has its own spiritual path, and that's what we're going to be looking at a bit throughout our Advent series and our Christmas series. A universal circle of experience that we go through when the river flows into our lives and communities and says, "Friends, it is time to leave the familiar and embark on the journey of transformation." Reverend Elder Lily Brock and her writing partner Anne Salerno in The Change Cycle, they remind us that change is almost always accompanied by a sense of loss of and grieving for the familiar, even if the familiar was difficult. When change comes upon us or is chosen, the first thing we have to deal with is a departure from what we knew. And some change is so profound that the spiritual teachers can only tell us honestly that in order to gain new life, we have to at times lose what we thought was our life first. A few years ago, I went through such a time. In an 18-month period, I lost three incredibly important people to me. My touchstones and my marriage crumbled, and my ministry dried up, and I found myself alone and inwardly homeless on the edge of the southern hemisphere in Cape Town. I'd been on a spiritual path for 40 years, but nothing prepared me for this amount of change. It was painful, it was disorienting, it was frightening, and as the Greeks said, it made me face the really real in all areas of my life. Some dam had burst, and the river seemed to just rush through everything like a flash flood, taking everything with it as it sped away. There was no way I was ready for this amount of change, and there was certainly no way I was ready to make rhyme or reason out of the changes, even though well-meaning people tried to say the right things. But I was not at that stage of the change circle yet. I had to honor my own disorientation and not pretend that I wasn't lost, that I wasn't angry, that I wasn't just clueless. And so I just walked. I walked up Lion's Head Mountain, which is in the middle of this city, each day. I walked without expectation. I walked without forcing anything, and I allowed any feeling its due attention, however rational or irrational. Step by step, day by day up that mountain, and my body, at least, began to feel stronger. And that doing, that ritual each day became just enough security to hang my hat on, until I was ready to come back off of that mountain and stand a little closer to the river again, even if I wasn't quite ready to trust it again. But you know, God found ways, in hindsight, to water my desert. One of the most memorable ways for me was a poem I came across called Bird Wings by the Muslim Sufi poet Rumi. Do some of you know Rumi's poems here? I encourage you, read them. They're fantastic. And I want to offer it to anyone here this morning who may be at these beginning stages of loss and grief. Rumi writes, "Your grief for what you've lost lifts a mirror up to where you're bravely working. Expecting the worst, you look and instead, here's the joyful face you've been wanting to see. Your hand opens and closes, opens and closes. If it were always a fist or always stretched open, you would be paralyzed. Your deepest presence is in every small contracting and expanding, the two as beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird wings." My friends, you may find yourself at the beginning of a circle of change. In your job, your health, your family, yourself, your spirit. And this church community is also just at the beginning of a circle of change. And many of you may be feeling a myriad of emotions as you experience the loss of your previous pastor and the familiarity of the last decade. You may find yourselves with people like me using words like intentional interim period and transition to transformation. And you're probably experiencing some level of disorientation as changes become concrete and less abstract. If so, I want to invite you to allow yourself to feel your emotions. Can I say that again? If so, I want you to allow yourselves to feel your emotions, however rational or irrational. And find equivalent of your own mountain to walk, steadily, day by day, with compassion and patience for yourself as you just try to deal with the beginning stages of change. Because you will make it through the circle eventually. That's the promise. Amen? You will make it through the circle eventually. There is a promise in our tradition that the love of Christ will go ahead of us always, ready to meet us wherever the river takes us. And the great message today is there is a beautiful river of life that is broad enough and deep enough to eventually bring even our most damaged landscapes to life again. And I am so thankful for that this morning. And this teacher that we celebrate this season, this particular river whose birth we celebrate with much happiness and hope this season, has promised that we will find a way, and that we actually will know the way through the Spirit and truth which runs within and among us. Just turn this off, please. It is spiritually the richest place to be. So give due attention, and we will make space and time together to give due attention. There is a river that runs through it, and you and I will find our way through the guidance of love. May the Spirit bless us in the sharing of living word this morning. Amen.